sign under the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, the feast that we celebrate today, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, which means the bodily ascension into heaven, the taking into heaven of Mary with her body, is a mark of respect and honor which she deserved, being the Mother of God. As we are all aware, a mother has a special place in the family, in the community. All of us are here today because of our mothers. And you will agree with me that normally there is no doubt about who is the mother of a child. There could be questions sometimes about who is the father, but never about the mother. All of us share nutrition as we grow in the womb of our mothers. For 9 months, we share the food that she ate. We share the air that she breathed. And we share also the blood that runs in her veins. There is no doubt that Jesus Christ appreciated the mother very much. Because Jesus Christ, God made man, shared in the body and in the life of man. Who is Mary? Mary is this simple woman whom God found worthy to honor by making her the mother of the Savior. What made her stand out from among all the women in Israel at that time? What made her stand out was her faith. She had a deep faith. And from the gospel of today, we see also that what made her stand out was also her humility. The faith which she had gave her the power and the courage to trust God completely, to obey God without question. We have to understand that at the time that Mary was asked to be the mother of Jesus Christ, it was unthinkable that a young lady who was not was the will of God, she did not hesitate. She accepted immediately. So from all this, there is something that we, the believers, can learn. That we can learn. We have to learn to have a deep faith. We have to learn to obey. Obey God completely, without question. Whenever God makes a demand of us. And we must be humble. I was just thinking to myself, if I was Mary and an angel appeared to me, and I can assure you that when I was called to be a priest, there was no angel that would appear. I'm sure this is true of many of my brothers and sisters also who have been called. But an angel appeared. So if an angel appeared to me and gave me a responsibility as important as the one which Mary received, well, from that moment, perhaps I would have carried myself differently, knowing that I was going to be responsible for the salvation of the world. And perhaps I would have wanted the people to come and pay respect to me, to have everybody at my beck and call. She didn't do that. Mary, when she learned that her daughter was in her 60th month of gravity, in her old age, she immediately went and started serving. And for this day, we are honoring the Blessed Mother of Jesus Christ. God did not allow that the woman who shared the same faith as the Son of God should undergo corruption, and then that her faith should be rot. He assumed her into heaven bodily. This has been justified subsequently by the many apparitions and appearances that have taken place since that time. However, that is not the subject of my preaching this morning. The subject of my preaching is what we can learn from them. When I received this appointment, which took me by surprise, I never expected that I would come and serve in God. Not even in my dreams. So when the priest arrived to me and said he wanted, the Pope wanted me to come to God. Then I said, my God, to God, of all the places, that means I have to learn another language. I speak a bit of Denver, but my Denver is rather than your But our good cousins, many have already volunteered me, have already volunteered to teach me the proper way to speak Bema. The one which I always talk about is when you want to compliment somebody when they have done a good job. Mwabombe. And Mwabombe. So then, your daughter, who was not with you, and made her the mother of all generations. That is how God works. A simple villager from Eastern Province is asked to come and meet God. And some will say, where have they taken this villager from? This villager is simply following the will of God. We have to learn that the positions that we have, we do not deserve them. It is not because we are better than others. It is because God, in His mercy, has seen it fit to entrust us with the responsibilities that we have. That is why we should be humble. Let us be humble, even as we say, because it is not because we are better. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, and I mind you of the fact that I was warned not to speak for too long. Then, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are given this responsibility, and then we think that we deserve it, then we are going to start mistreating our people. Then our people look like lesser beings. And I have always warned, Your Excellency, I always warn all those who have public office, when we are serving, let us be minded all the time when acting on behalf of God. On behalf of God, it is not up to you to, I don't know here in the Commonwealth, but I know where I come from. Some of these voters there, they are there to serve themselves, and they are there in order to gain. Somebody comes from the remote place somewhere to be saved. They look at that person and say, come tomorrow. Why should the person come tomorrow? When you are there and you are paid for that job for which you are receiving the money, you are paid to do that job. You don't want to say, oh, you are somebody to pay you something extra on the side so that you can do the job. My goodness. If I was God, let us pray today.